Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. And we do that because there are many, many, many toxic chemicals of many different kinds that affect us in many different ways. And they're in consumer products, they're in the environment, they're even in our bodies that we're carrying around from past exposures. So what we talk about here is how to reduce our exposure to toxic chemicals, how to remove them from our homes and from our bodies so that we can be healthy, happy, and do what we want to do in life. Be productive, be creative, whatever it is we want without being hindered by toxic chemicals. Today we're going to be talking about, well, it's the holidays. We had Thanksgiving and now it's time to look forward to, well, I think we're already in Hanukkah. I was going to say look forward to Hanukkah and Christmas and whatever holiday you're celebrating at this time of year. And we're going to be talking about gift giving and decorating and all kinds of things for the next couple of weeks. Today we're going to start with talking about how to get through the holidays without plastic. And my guest is Jay Sinha. He's co-founder and co-owner of Life Without Plastic, a one-stop shop and information resource for high-quality, ethically sourced, earth-friendly alternatives to plastic products for everyday life. And even though his products are for everyday life, well, holidays are part of everyday life, and we're going to specifically talk today about how we can get through the holidays without plastic. Hi, Jay.
Hello, Deborah Lynn.
How are you?
Here. I'm well, thank you. I'm very well.
Good. I'm feeling really good today because I'm starting to get into that holiday spirit, you know.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah, there's snow where we are, so it adds to the holiday ambiance.
Well, first, let me ask you, what is your favorite holiday gift that you've received that wasn't plastic?
Ah, my favorite holiday gift that I have received that wasn't plastic. Frankly, it would have to be a gift of, I guess you could call it an experiential gift.
Yes.
I've received a certificate from our son for 5 massages.
Ooh.
And that was very cool.
I
still used it up. Pardon me?
I would love 5 massages for a gift.
Well, I think I still have 3 or maybe even 4 left, so maybe I could pass you one.
Well, I actually get massages every week. I actually get massages twice a week. I shouldn't
even
say that.
Good for you.
But this is kind of aside to what we're talking about on the show today, but I've actually been getting massages twice a week for a couple of years, and I found that it's made a huge difference in my body and my health, because most people only go and get a massage when they have a pulled muscle or something, they're recovering from an accident or something like that. But when you go and get a massage twice a week, then it goes deeper and deeper and deeper and starts releasing all the tension deeper in your body and getting the flows of blood and oxygen and everything flowing more deeply into your body. And it's just an amazing thing. So use your massages.
I will.
Go get them. Anyway, so let's get back to plastic. Jay, how did you get interested in the plastic problem and start your business?
Well, for us, it went back a ways. My co-founder Chantal and I have always been pretty environmentally oriented and health conscious, and we've been doing what we do now for about 8 years, but it goes even further back than that, because it really began probably around back in 2002 when we were living in a house that had mold issues, and I at the time was also working in a building that was what we would call a sick building, had sick building, and I developed something what we might call sick building syndrome at a very mild level. Some people have it very seriously and became very sensitive to molds, and both Chantal and I became relatively sick for the next year, and that made us more sensitive to various environmental irritants. And so with that, we started for looking for ways to decrease our exposure to toxins in general. And we came across an article in a magazine called Mothering Magazine, which is now primarily an online resource, an excellent one for families,
yes,
including on toxics issues. And in that article, there wasn't a, in that magazine, there was an article about plastic toxicity. It was really the first time we'd thought much about it, and that we had thought much about the plastic around us in our everyday lives, which was really quite pervasive. We were regular users of, you know, Tupperware and plastic wrap, that sort of thing. We had plastic water bottles. So that got us thinking, and we decided to start by trying to find a non-plastic water bottle. And had a pretty tough time back in 2002. Yeah. There wasn't that much out there. We did eventually find one company that was making them. It was today we carry the bottles by Clean Canteen. Back then, Clean Canteen was a co-op and making these bottles. So we ordered one, tried it out, loved it. And then the next sort of trigger was when Chantal became pregnant and we had our son and we're looking for glass baby bottles, which were the norm many years ago, not that many years ago,
you
know, maybe a couple of decades, or even in the 70s. And they were very hard to find. We certainly couldn't find them in a grocery store or any stores where we were living. So we did some research and found there was one company still making them, Evenflow. They were based in Ohio, so we contacted them directly. And they said, sure, you can buy some, but the minimum order is 1,000 because they only did wholesale.
Yeah.
So that kind of was another light bulb. We thought, whoa. And we knew there were other people increasingly looking for non-plastic products, our friends, and just word of mouth. We were both relatively involved in the environmental movement. And so that got us thinking, and we began the company just with those two products plus some, so the stainless steel water bottle and glass baby bottles and some stainless steel food containers as replacements for Tupperware.
Mm-hmm.
And that was back in 2006 that we actually began the website. And since then, we just keep adding new products and grow and build our community. And we have just amazing clients, customers who, I mean, it's not just about selling products for us. It's really a process of educating and helping people find solutions. And
yes,
the stories that people tell us are fascinating, and they provide us with also lots of new resources and information that help us, too. So it's really building a community of people who are more aware of the toxins around them, in our case, relating to plastics.
I find that with my readers, too, and my listeners, is that everybody is really interested in helping others find the solutions. And I really like that because I, as one person, even though I'm coordinating a lot of this information, as one person, I can't possibly be as effective as a whole lot of people going out and finding these products and then telling me about them. You know, so it really is, I think, a collective effort, and I'm very happy to see that in the world.
And also, just to add that there's so much new information coming out.
Yes.
It's really hard for us alone to just find it and process it and pass it on. So just as you're doing with these interviews, it really helps make the information more accessible.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. One of the things that I'm working on right now, and I maybe shouldn't say anything until I actually do it, but I'm working on bringing more organization to the information about toxics. So it's just easier for people to find and understand it and to be able to, like, go to a page about plastic and immediately be able to see which ones are the most toxic ones and what are the health effects and things like that. Because I think that all that information is out there, but finding it, knowing what to search for, and then ending up with a whole lot of results to sort through in order to find the answer that you really need. I'm hoping to cut down on all of that stuff so that people can just get the answers, and I'm really excited about this. We need to go to a break, but when we come back, we'll talk about what's wrong with plastic, and then we're going to talk about some things that we can do over the holidays to reduce our plastic and have even more wonderful alternatives. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio, and we're talking with Jay Sinha from Life Without Plastic. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Jay Sinha from Life Without Plastic. And that's lifewithoutplastic.com, right? I don't have
that's right
in front of me.
Lifewithoutplastic.com.
And so, Jay, tell us about some of the plastics that people should avoid and what their health effects are.
Okay, well, we take the approach that based on two pillars, the environment and health, and in the holiday season, one that tends to come up, unfortunately, quite a bit is PVC or polyvinyl chloride. It's unfortunately still quite common as a consumer product, but it's also one of the most hazardous plastics out there. It contains about 55% of plasticizing agents, which are in softeners, and in this case, they're known as phthalates, and which can lead to a number of health disorders. But they also, PVC also often contains lead, may contain mercury, may contain cadmium. It's just a bit of a toxic soup. And it's found sometimes in toys still, in Christmas tree lights, in plastic Christmas trees. So that's one to really look out for.
And especially when you're putting up your Christmas tree lights,
yes,
and you're touching the cords, you can get lead being released from the cord. And I think that most cords, most plastic cords have lead in them unless they're otherwise formulated to not have lead.
Right.
And so we should be assuming that if you're touching a cord from Christmas lights or plugging in a lamp or any of those things, you're going to get lead on your hands. So so a good thing to do if you're putting up your Christmas lights is to wear gloves or wash your hands after you're doing that, especially wash your hands before you pick up a Christmas cookie and eat it.
Yeah, and that's obviously very important for children as well, who are especially susceptible to issues coming up.
There's no safe level for lead. Mm-hmm. No safe level. Mm-hmm. So any exposure you have is harmful.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Totally agree with that. Another plastic that you will find a lot during the holidays is polystyrene, which is used in a lot of disposable dishes. And polystyrene contains styrene, which is a toxin associated with potential brain, nervous system, blood, kidney, and stomach disorders, possible health effects. So that's one as well we try to avoid. And the thing with polystyrene as well, it's what's used to make, for example, styrofoam. And so it's often used for food, and often food that is hot or oily. And those two conditions really increase any leaching that may occur. And it's a relatively cheap plastic too, so it's not very stable, and so the leaching can occur quite readily. So that's another one that we really try to avoid, especially when you're out during the holidays at a, for example, a get together where they may be serving food or drink on disposable dishes.
And especially if you're like out caroling in the snow and you're drinking hot chocolate or hot apple cider or hot coffee or hot tea out of a styrofoam cup, you're getting a big dose of it.
Yeah.
I think, if I remember correctly, you know, they do these tests that show what chemicals are in people's bodies. Like Environmental Working Group has done some, but they've been doing them for years. And I seem to recall that one of the tests that I looked at showed that something like 96% of everybody that was tested had polystyrene in their blood.
Yeah, polystyrene, and also BPA is another one.
And
that's
BPA
huge,
is another one.
It's even in the air. It's
right.
In sales receipts. Yeah, those two are very prevalent.
Yeah. So what other chemicals are, what other plastics are we exposed to, especially at the holidays?
Well, another one would be probably polyethylene terephthalate, which is the plastic that's used, it's PET, it's the number
PET,
one of the recycling symbols, and that's used to make most single-use water bottles. And once again, during the holidays, you have a lot of purchasing of juices, even water as well, and
soda.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, with PET, it's it's intended for single use, but people tend to use them over and over. And the issue with PET is BPA has actually been found in some PET, although you don't hear much about that. And we tend to take the approach that any plastic, precautionary approach, any plastic may be leaching something, just because more and more the studies are showing, the new ones that are coming out, there's even a study which said most plastic products do release hormone-affecting chemicals, estrogenic
yes.
chemicals, they call them. So it's really kind of a safe way to live, to take that approach and then and act accordingly and try and just avoid the plastics, especially the unstable ones.
I think that that's a good idea to just, I mean, I just try to avoid any plastic, although some of them are worse than others.
Definitely.
Yeah. We need to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to have some good news about how we can celebrate the holidays and give gifts without plastic. I'm Deborah Lynn Gatt. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio, and my guest is Jay Sinha from Life Without Plastic, and that's lifewithoutplastic.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and today we're talking about having a happy holiday without plastic. My guest is Jay Sinha from Life Without Plastic, which is at lifewithoutplastic.com. And if you go there, they have many, many plastic-free gift products that would be great for holiday gifts, for stocking stuffers. We're going to talk about those coming up now. But I also want to mention that they have free shipping if your order is over $75. So that's a good thing. They also have some specials on some of their most popular products. So go take a look at lifewithoutplastics.com. Okay, Jay, let's start by talking about holiday cards. Now, where is there plastic in a holiday card?
Well, a lot of the traditional cards are actually coated in a plastic coating. If they look glossy, that's because there is a plastic coating. So if you spill some water on them, for example, it beads up, and that's a really good indication that there is a plastic coating. But there are lots of ways to avoid those nowadays. There are certainly tons of cards out there that are now made out of recycled cardstock and printed using vegetable-based, soy-based inks. Those are really quite easy to find now. But also, one thing that we really try to promote is making your own cards. This is something that I've always done and that we tend to do now for not just the holiday season, but birthdays and throughout the year. And it adds so much more to the card. And it doesn't have to be terribly intricate. It can be, you can take a photo and paste it on the card. You can do a little drawing. I love to use watercolors, but I've never taken a watercolor course, so I don't really know how to use them. I kind of play with them, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But it's always very personal and filled with love.
I like to, well, there's all kinds of ways to make the cards look either homemade or professional looking. You can go to any craft store and get like what's called deckled paper. I think that's what it's called, where it has like kind of a little ripped effect. So, you know what I'm talking about on the outside. And so you can really dress these things up, and they have little, you can put on stickers. And I like to just go to an office supply store and get cardstock. And then I design something on my computer, and I make little postcards and send out a postcard instead of sending out a card. And I've done that year after year, and I really like doing that, and people enjoy receiving them. It's so much more personal.
Yes, yeah. Another thing that if you do receive a number of cards that are that may be plasticized, you can reuse them by cutting off the front of the card and then making it into a postcard next year, like writing on the back of it and use that as a postcard, and that reuses it and also can save on postage as well. So.
Or pasting those holiday images on another card next
Absolutely.
Year. Yeah, I mean, this is, you can go through magazines or, you know, whatever, and just find these reusable things and turn them into something really creative and different. Also, there's e-cards.
Absolutely.
And there are some that are really, really wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And more and more you're seeing charities and, for example, environmental nonprofits offering up e-cards related to campaigns they're doing or to with amazing photos of wildlife or nature scenes. The Nature Conservancy, David Suzuki Foundation, Sierra Club, that's another way to do it. And obviously there's certainly no paper being used and no waste, and it's very quick to do as well, which is a key issue for many people during the holidays time. So another great option.
Let's talk about gift wrapping.
Okay, sure. That's one that, frankly, I find the most frustrating during the holidays because so much of it accumulates, and it can be so easily avoided. So one thing, again, instead of buying new wrapping paper, and again, here you do have to be careful for in terms of plastics, because more and more we are seeing wrapping papers that are actually made out of plastic. It looks almost like a cellophane, and it's just a pure plastic paper. Very, very thin, so very, very low quality, very unstable. Why not instead make your own? Get a roll of Kraft brown paper and draw on it, write on it, have your kids draw on it and write on it. Or what's really fun is take some potatoes and...
I was just going to say that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can cut
out... Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, you cut a potato in half, and then you can just carve a shape of, for example, a Christmas tree or a star onto the open side of the potato, and then dip it in paint and do stamps on the on the paper. And it's a ton of fun, very creative.
Yes,
kids love to
it
do
is.
It. Very easy. They're on the web. If you just put in potato stamp wrapping paper, tons of sites will come up showing you how to do it with great photos. So that's a wonderful.
I've also used brown paper bags, like at my natural food store. I mean, I use a reusable bag most of the time, but sometimes I get the brown bags, which at my store are 100% recycled paper. And I use them as garbage bags instead of plastic bags, garbage bags. I use the brown paper ones. But, I also sometimes at Christmas, they have printing on the outside, but I'll cut them open and use the backs of those brown paper bags in order to be the base of my Christmas wrap. And then I don't even have to buy craft paper.
Right. Another one is newspaper, especially the comic section, the funnies.
Right. Or old maps. Or another thing, I love all those pictures that are on calendars. And
at
the end of the year, I save my calendars, and I use the calendar pages as wrapping paper.
I save them, too. I've never used them as wrapping paper, but I never want to recycle them because it's such gorgeous images. It's one of those things. You know it'll come in handy sometime.
And also, I wanted to mention, there are places online where you can order gift bags, like reusable cloth gift bags.
Yes.
And at places like party stores and craft stores, they will sell little gift bags, like shopping bags with little handles on them. Mm-hmm. And I love it when people give me a gift in those little bags, and or when I get them at a store, especially because if they're decorative, especially, I enjoy using them over and over and over and use them as little extra bags to carry around and things. And that, I think, is a way that, I mean, you could, I'll tell you, way before anybody was talking about the environmental movement, when I was a child, my mother, we used to live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and there was a fancy store that had fancy boxes. And every year they had a different theme for the boxes. And every year we would go and just buy small, inexpensive things so that we could get the boxes.
Uh-huh.
And saved them from year to year. And as the years went by, we would just get those, our presents in those same boxes over and over because they were such
boxes. And you still have them?
I don't have them anymore. I mean, this was, I mean, eventually they would just fall apart or get ripped or something, or, you know, a mouse would eat them when they were sitting in the garage or something like that. You know, but I had my favorite boxes, and it was just, you know how people bring out Christmas ornaments year after year because the Christmas ornaments have meaning? We would bring out our boxes year after year.
Interesting. Wow. Well, and that leads to another one of our favorite gifts, which is really, as you're saying, to make the actual packaging part of the gift.
Yes.
And we love to give gifts of food, especially when we're going somewhere to another person's place for a dinner, potluck or something. And so we, through our store, we do offer stainless steel containers, which are make a wonderful packaging that'll last, well, more or less forever. And we fill them with like cookies or Christmas cake, that sort of thing. Makes a wonderful little gift, and a durable one, and non-toxic one, too.
Well, we'll continue talking about more gift ideas when we come back after the break. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Jay Sinha from Life Without Plastic. That's lifewithoutplastic.com, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we're back now with my guest, Jay Sinha. We're talking about how to choose Christmas gifts without plastic. Jay, let's go on with our list. There's so many things. So,
yes.
I love to give homemade food too. And in fact, I've been known to give it in the dish, a dish that they can just keep as part of the gift. I wrap it in towels. I have a friend who sends me cookies every year in a basket. And I now have a collection of these baskets that all coordinate. And I love them because I can reuse the baskets. And it's just, okay, let's go on with some of your ideas.
Well, if for some smaller gifts, one that we just love to give, and we give them not just in the holidays, but year-round, is it's a small stainless steel spork that fits into a little organic cotton pouch. And it's a great stocking stuffer, for example, but also it's something that can be easily carried anywhere. You can have one in the
Explain what a spork is. I know what it is,
but I think some
people won't know what that is.
For sure, yeah. A spork is, the concept is that it's both a spoon and a fork, and so it's got a rounded base, and then on the end there are tines, so you can pick things up as you would a fork. And in this case, it has a folding handle, so it folds in two, becomes smaller. When you fold it out, there's a little part that opens up so it will stay in place, and so it's very easy to travel with. And for example, we've used it, we've had no problems with security taking them on planes, and it's just very handy to reduce and completely avoid using takeout cutlery if you're going out somewhere. So people just love them. I have not had one negative reaction about someone receiving them. They just absolutely love them and generally want more because they're such a neat little gift and very, as I say, a very great little stocking stuffer.
I love that. And how much do those cost?
Those are $7.50 for the spork in the pouch.
Wow, I think I should get one of those.
Should last indefinitely.
Great idea. Yeah. Okay, what else?
Well, another one which may not be too intuitive this time of year, we have a single popsicle mold, a Freezy Cup popsicle ice pop mold, which also fits, is very small. It's made out of stainless steel, and it comes with bamboo sticks. And I mention it just because I know some children like popsicles year-round, and it, again, makes a great little stocking stuffer. Another one is we have a stainless steel folding mug, which it's sometimes some call it a telescopic mug because it folds down into
I remember those from my childhood where it collapses.
Exactly. You probably seen.
Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
You
just have to be careful putting it down. If you put it down heavily onto a table, you don't want it to close up full of liquid. But they work great, and they're very easy to carry, too. Another possibility could be a toothbrush, a wooden toothbrush with natural bristles.
I have a wooden toothbrush.
Uh-huh.
I love them. I love them.
I do, too. Yeah. The good thing with the wooden toothbrush is when it's the natural bristles as well is that you can gauge the hardness of the bristles depending on how much you wet them. So some people prefer soft, some people prefer hard. You can sort of make your own decision that way and gauge it with the amount of water you put on the brush. There's also stainless steel dishes and bottles. We have a number of glass bottles and mugs that we've just got in, some double-walled and single-walled, and some people prefer to avoid stainless steel and glass is completely inert and is becoming more certain glass products are actually quite tough and travel well too. So that's another option. Brushes. Some people, other brushes, like for the kitchen, for cleaning vegetables or for cleaning out bottles. Another little tool that we have in the kitchen is a copper cloth that can be used for scrubbing pans. I don't know if people might not find these great Christmas gifts, but they're incredibly handy, and they actually do make little wonderful little gifts that people love, even though it may not sound intuitive.
Well, you know, I just want to say that one of the things that I discovered many years ago was that I could use the concept of holiday gifts to educate people without them feeling like they were educated. Yeah. And the first thing that I did that with, it was oranges, organic oranges. Because when I first tasted an organic orange, I said, oh, my God, this tastes like an orange instead of tasting like fungicide. And until that point, I thought that fungicide flavor that is, because, you know, they wrap oranges individually in these papers with fungicide. And so by the time they get to the market, their orange is totally saturated with fungicide. So you really, really, really need to buy organic oranges. But most people don't understand the difference in how they taste. So I gave everybody like a half a dozen organic oranges, and when they tasted them, that made such a powerful effect on people, even more than me talking about why organic.
Oh, what a great gift. Yeah.
And so so I could see that you could give somebody something that may seem insignificant, along with a little card that says, I'm giving this to you because it's not plastic.
Right.
And in fact, you could make some little cards from Life Without Plastic that explains, you know, that this is a gift that's not a plastic gift. And if they'd like to find more gifts that are not plastic or more items that are not plastic, that they could go to Life Without Plastic.
That's a great idea. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then there's also... in that card could put a gift certificate and let the person choose exactly what they might most need.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Sometimes not
easy to choose.
Yeah,
you should have little gift cards.
Yeah.
Little gift cards. I think that would be a very good thing.
Yeah. We do have some gift cards, but they don't, as you say, we don't have a little message on them. They just have our logo with some holiday cheer added in, but that's a great idea.
It should have a little message, because I just find that if I explain to people what the benefit is, like why something's less toxic, and especially like oranges make a really big impression because they're so delicious.
And they're so prevalent now too.
They're available, and it's seasonal, and then you can get somebody to really have that experience of eating organic food, and many, many, many people still haven't eaten organic food. They just don't have the concept. But especially if people, if it's somebody who likes food, give them some organic food, and you can put it in a non-plastic container.
That's a really good one to build awareness out about now, because a lot of people, you know, the small plastic oranges wrapped in paper are such a tradition. They've grown up with it, and they don't even consider the fungicide aspect. So it's a really good one to inform about.
Well, Jay, we only have about a minute and a half left. All of a sudden, the show is over.
Wow, goes so fast.
So is there anything I want to make sure that you have a little bit of time here to say anything that you'd like to say that you haven't said?
Yeah, well, there are two things. Well, first of all, I just wanted to mention that we just did a blog post on our blog that goes through all kinds of different ideas and a lot of things we've talked about today for living a plastic-free holiday, and our blog is lifewithoutplasticblog.com. So that will give you lots of links to resources and things and other gift ideas.
Very good.
And the other thing I wanted to mention was to just share with you an experience that we have shared with our community in the past that really has been lovely. And it's we do a lantern walk on the winter solstice, which is December 21st. As a way of, which is essentially the darkest day of the year when the sun is at its lowest point, where people make their own lanterns, lamps with a mason jar and wire, and put a little votive lamp inside, a candle. And we walk through our village. We live in a small town. Right now we're out of the region, but normally we live in a small town called Wakefield. Walk through the town. And then with our candles, kids just love it. And a lot of them do sort of tissue paper mache around the mason jar to make it colorful and beautiful.
I have to stop you just because we're at the end of the show. But I'm going to do that this year because I celebrate winter solstice too. Thank you so much, Jay. And please go to lifewithoutplastic.com for more information. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. And we'll be back tomorrow.